from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I don't know what the future holds. It's about prospects. I read.
There you go.
As I was bedridden, I read Baggerly's piece in The Athletic.
Okay.
But Stoney, they still paid a high price for this payroll, and they'll still pay the penalty of the taxes or whatnot. But you better get some prospects if you sell. But who the hell had the Giants selling by next Tuesday? It's not on air. We don't got it on tape.
No.
Ernie Chavez can produce it if you actually had
it. Well, Ernie.
If you said it.
Ernie. God.
Big E.
Ernie, find something, because this fish is stinking from the head up, down, and sideways.
Boy, oh boy.
As our main man Priest would say.
Did you hear Flem this morning with the roast?
No.
He's always positive, but this was a... Spadona, I guess I could call it somber. He was.
That's BS, man.
Yeah, we love you, Flynn, but man, Stoney, the Giants right now, just they're not it.
No.
I just want you guys to talk about me the way you talk about Mike Florio.
Who's that?
Flynn!
Oh, that was Flynn.
Yeah, 11 for
Look
54 since the All-Star break. The Giants are collectively with runners in scoring position. I don't care if Jesus is on the mound. If that's what you got at the plate, you ain't winning much.
They're 2-5 since the break, so they got the pedal to the metal.
Three of those were against the Rockies.
Well, that's a good team. They're improving.
Doubleheader tomorrow.
Yeah.
With, the Rockies. You said seven innings. You were just having fun.
No, it's nine innings. Hear that.
It's nine innings, I thought.
Of course it 49er is.
49er Frankie got hot. I said, Stoney said seven. Oh, boy. I said,
I heard that from... Yeah, I heard that from a guy yesterday. It couldn't have been right.
Yeah. Were you in the cafeteria?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that
was in a couple cafeterias.
Consider the source.
So, I mean, let's get into some Joe Lacob sound and where are we at with the Golden State Warriors, and where are we at with the timetable of Steph Curry? Where are we at with this team being a contender? Tim Kawakami asked Joe Lacob a lot of stuff. And where do you want to start? Just give me, there's a lot going on with the Warriors. Give me something to start it off.
Klay Thompson, the what he thought, how good, the whole, I won't call it fiasco, but Klay Thompson leaving, Stoney, what went into that?
Okay, let's start with Joe Lacob beginning to take us through the Klay Thompson negotiations.
You know, we made an offer to him in the fall, substantially higher than what he ultimately did wind up signing for. So I thought it was very fair, if not more than fair at the time. We're trying to anticipate what the market is for him. We're trying to be really fair to him and recognize him for who he is. And so we did that. And, you know, that was not acceptable to them. That's their choice. At that point, you know, we're sort of have to go to free agency, we told them. Get closer to that day and see how the team forming, see how we do this year and see how the team forming process was going. And we were doing that. But, you know, to be frank and honest, Clay made the decision prior to the beginning free agency that he, and he informed us of it, that his intention was to not come back.
All right. So what does that tell me? It tells me that the reporting was pretty accurate. That tells me that that two-year, $48 million offer was probably right on the money. I think Shams Charania reported that of The Athletic, and Lacob did not refute that. Clay turned it down last fall, and then what happened was they played out the season, and before free agency started, Goo, according to Joe Lacob, Clay said, you know what, guys, I'm out.
Yeah.
I believe it all. I believe everything that Joe Lacob said there.
I do, too. It still doesn't, you know, take away the pain that you, especially now with, and we'll get into it, what I deem the state of the Warriors moving forward. Steiny, I don't know if there's going to be any more banners. I'm rooting, but I kind of could see and want to see Clay a part of the big three. Now it's the big two. We'll get into Draymond later, but at the end of the day, that's how it went. And me getting mad about the golf tournament or the golf outing that didn't produce a contract offer or closure. Clay knew what it was, but what I want to just call everybody out on, everybody, all basketball fans, we all got hoodwinked, Donnie.
Well, I didn't.
That 30 for going to Orlando or 30 being a reality, when it was all said and done, the Warriors – the offer he turned down, Steiny, Klay Thompson did it. That was as great as it got for him on the open market. And I do wonder, again, we know he's financially taken care of, but I do wonder if that eats at him. But there were times in shows collectively that we thought when he had got hot, maybe Orlando will come out with 30 milli, maybe Philly. But Steiny, Joe Lacob and the Warriors offered him the most. He did not bite.
They offered him the most a year ago. A year ago. Sound like they offered him anything because they never even had a chance to this offseason. That's the starting point. Now, he got into a lot of detail here. There's two other ones, and here's some more expansion from Joe Lacob.
He felt he needed, for a variety of reasons, to have a fresh start. You know, he put a lot of pressure on himself to be the player he always, you know, was in the past, and perhaps he didn't feel like he was living up to that, or he felt the pressure of the situation. I don't know. I just don't know. You'd have to ask him. But he made the decision he wanted to move on, which surprised us a little bit, to be frank. But I'm a believer that these guys earn their stripes. They earn the ability to be free agents if they want. They put in the time. It's their life. What makes them happy? I would love if Clay had been a Warrior for life. And under a fair and equitable basis, we wanted to try to achieve that very badly. We did achieve it with Draymond, a different situation. Steph's under contract, so you know we felt we were on path to do that. It just didn't work out. And there's no sense rehashing who offered what, when, and all that. We all know the basics of the situation. And I think he's happy for now with his choice. And we had to move on and accept that.
Well, all right. Anything jump out at you there, Goo?
And it's not bad. I didn't come in here to, you know, throw bombs, but it's kind of funny. He said he felt like, you know, and I feel like I'm my own Jedi when it comes to people. When he said, now, why would you do that? Come on now.
Just looking at my guys over there.
When he said Clay probably didn't think he lived up to it, you're also saying you didn't know he didn't live up to it, too, from your vantage point. That's no shade. We all saw it. And that was part of Clay's deal, fighting the ghost of what he once was out there.
Yeah, what stuck out a little bit to me there was Joe Lacob said he was surprised, again, that Clay left. So that makes two people who left in the last 2 years apparently caught him by surprise. And it felt like the whole year last year, Bob Myers was a big theme. 2 years ago was a big theme. And, I mean, if you watched it from the outside, you felt like, you know, this may be it for Bob Myers. And then Joe Lacob said he kind of didn't see it coming. And then this year we watched Clay and We all know that something's going on, but we can't put our finger on it. And he turned down a $48 million two-year offer and played the year, and then he left. And I wonder how sincere Joe is about
that,
how surprised he really was, or is that just something he's saying, though I don't know why he would say it.
Now, you have his phone number in your phone. He's a legend. I'm stealing from Bonte. He eats for free in the Bay, Joe Lacob. But, Stani, that is the second time, and I wonder, a guy as smart as Joe Lacob, do you think he could really have that mechanism to his personality to where he really is surprised when the average bear like myself, or bears, I'll put you in there too, kind of like, how could you miss that? You know what I mean? How could that slip past a guy so sharp like cheddar cheese?
I don't know. I don't know how you could miss it. I don't know.
Because the Bob Myers one blew me away. But Stani, I'm believing him. I'm taking him at his word. He's surprised.
It feels like he still thought they had a shot at it. So when the season ended, you know, the Warriors could have negotiated at any point. But clearly at that point, Joe Lacob said, we told Clay we had to move on. Or not move on, but there were other things we had to deal with, and we'd get back to him. And this is the one, though, about Clay Thompson.
Before you hit play, okay, if that is the case, and we are doing it, Stani, we're taking Joe at his word. Shouldn't somebody in his camp come to him and say, hey, Joe, look, Bob is really, this is real. Just like the president has his people come talk. Shouldn't he have somebody delegated for that to let him know really what time it is?
I mean,
in case you're oblivious to it?
I mean, he's the owner, and he'd been working pretty much hand in hand with Myers for 8-10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Similarly, he's the owner, and he says, you know, he's got pretty good relationships with all the players. So I don't know. But here's a couple details that Joe Lacob did wrap up about the money and what was on the table, et cetera.
As free agency was beginning, was that offer on the table?
The offer from last fall you're referring to?
Yeah.
No, that's clear. That was an offer in the fall, and we were in the process of developing an offer. But we really couldn't do that. He knew that. Without sort of seeing how a lot of different chips things were happening. We had a lot of things going on, you know, Chris Paul contract. We didn't know what was going to happen with all those things. So I think it's common sense for anybody to understand that you're juggling a lot of balls and they all have to make sense. But, you know, he made the choice a little early. He made it for us, right? He made it for us. And it's not what we wanted, but it happened.
There it is.
Wow.
And that,
so Clay said it's a wrap, and Wynn told him. So I was like, what about the communication, the lack of communication? Clay Wynn told him.
You know what else it sounds to me like is Clay Thompson told him he was out before he ever knew where he was going.
Mm.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I got you.
Maybe I'm wrong. And then, of course, the point that Joe Lacob essentially acknowledged is, no, the two-year $48 million offer from a summer ago wasn't on the table this year. It wasn't. He had a chance.
Can I ask you, where did he go?
What do you mean?
For somebody like Clay, why did he evaporate? Do you think really because of his play?
I think because they were in a different circumstance. Yeah. I think they signed Draymond Green to a four-year, $100 million deal. At that point, they said, well, can we keep Clay in the fold for a little bit? They made an offer to Clay that they thought was fair.
Yeah. And it ended up being that.
What?
2 for 4. What he got, 60, that was more than fair, the 24.
It was more than fair.
Now that the dust settled.
In terms of what he ended up getting.
Right.
But if you're Clay Thompson, you know, this isn't that, to me, dissimilar than Ayuk and Trent Williams. Trent Williams wants a new contract. Guess what? He's going to get one probably before Ayuk. So if Draymond Green's getting 4 for 100 and they come to Clay with 2 for 48, I can understand why Clay would be like, what, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Nah, wow.
Me?
Yeah.
You know,
I've been who I am.
I came back from injury. I trying to get myself back, and you gave that guy $100 million?
Wow.
And you're offering me half that? I could completely see Clay in that situation. That bothered Clay. I gotta believe
that Draymond got a rap. Yeah,
that Draymond got what he. I mean,
What about Draymond saying he did the organization a favor?
Yeah. Well,
I got to bite my, yeah.
Yeah, we'll play some of that. We got so much sound today.
Let me slow down.
Here we go. Let's get into it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Is there anything Joe Lacob said about the Klay Thompson situation that you're not buying? Or when you hear from Joe Lacob, do you feel like that's the story? And I understand it from all points of view. And that's kind of where I'm coming from. I don't think the Warriors really wanted him back. I think they wanted him back only on their terms.
Right.
And that's another thing to me that's a difference between Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. I mean, it felt like with Draymond, they just wanted him back because they didn't think they could reach a certain level without him, and the money became secondary. Mm. They just needed him back. But this year, the money became primary, and they didn't really want Klay Thompson back. It sounds to me like they would have loved to get him back at about $15 million.
Yeah.
And
that wasn't going to happen.
That wasn't going to happen. Wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. And let's be honest, put the right on the table early, brought to you by Adkins, right? Johnny. When it comes to anything Golden State Warriors related, the two bombs and the words that I constitute as bombs came out of the mouth of Steph Curry. And I hear Joe Lacob in a different place than Steph Curry and Draymond Green. I know we'll get to that later. But the bottom line is I'm hearing Joe talk, and I'm taking him at his word. But, Stoney, when I watch a team not make the playoffs and add what they added, and who knows, maybe they do get marketing. But every day that goes by, I think that's less likely. I just can't get fired up, and I'm Dr. Optimistic when your best player saying what he's saying from Paris. It doesn't match Joe Lacob's outlook. And I know we'll get into more sound if you kind of give me that. Joe feels pretty good about where they're at.
At least that's what he's saying. Mm. That's what he's saying. I don't know. Do you believe him? I can't believe he thinks... I don't think he thinks they're in a great spot.
All right, okay.
I think he's always optimistic, and he always looks at his team from the positive side, but... I mean, how optimistic can you be right now if you're a Warrior fan and you just watched Klay walk away? You just heard Draymond talking like he's the general manager, and now you have the money man, the guy that absolutely is more important than anybody else, saying, I don't want to be a bottom feeder, and I'm not going to be a bottom feeder, but I don't think that's going to happen. But
what
it's the same guy that 2 weeks ago said things change quickly in the NBA. So 888-957-9570 is the number. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting, some of the things he said. We're going to get into a lot more sound on the other side right now. Let me play this one, too.
Right.
Because this is the one where, okay, you said it feels like Lacob and Steph are on a little different time frame.
Yes, sir.
Here's what Lacob said. He was asked about the window, the Golden State Warriors window and Steph's window.
I do view that our window is a little longer than people think, though, if there's such thing as a window. But with respect to Steph, let's just say, if that's what we're talking about, I think the window's probably longer than some people, you know, give it credit for. He's in remarkable shape. I do not see some big slowdown from Steph here. In fact, I would argue he's one of the best players on the Olympic team. I don't see it closing any, you know, time that soon. We all have to understand that Father Time is undefeated, and eventually that'll be the case. But we don't look at it, honestly, like it's a window this year. It has to be this year. Like, what can we do all in? We're always trying to make our team as absolutely good as it can be because we're trying to win championships. We won in 22 and they said we couldn't. I think we can win this next year. I think it's possible. So, you know, whether it's like as our team as it sits today, or maybe as the year starts and we decide we need to add a little more and the opportunity comes across to do that, we will. But I think we're always trying to make the team as good as possible, and I don't think it's a, you know, 6-month window. I think the window's bigger than that.
See, that to me is interesting.
Man,
that to me is interesting. I know a lot of it's probably owner speak, but here's what hits me on this one. And Warrior fans, I'd love to know what you think about it. What I heard is, look, Steph Curry's going to play for at least two or three more years. So it doesn't have to happen this year. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go all in this year if it's a move that we don't think is going to help us long term and short term enough. He's like, it doesn't have to be this year. I just find that pretty interesting.
But Curry said the exact opposite when he said,
did he?
For him to come up Steph Curry, Steiny, that is, with bottom feeder, mm-hmm. There's nobody that could tell me he wasn't talking about how they finished last year. So if you're telling me Lakeup is looking at it from a perspective of, you know what, we don't got to go all in this year. You back that up with a subpar season. That's exactly what Steph was trying to avoid, and he put the caveat of, if you're happy being a bottom feeder. So I guess I didn't hear urgency from Joe. And maybe he's an hour or days away knowing they're about to facilitate, pull off a trade.
Well, not if Draymond doesn't want it.
I got to be careful here. Let me know when we're getting to that.
Okay.
I got to pace myself.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.